What's up, my people? What's up, my people? This is your girl Jada with Random Talks, Random Thoughts. I said that so backwards. This is Jada's thoughts. I keep messing up, you guys. Welcome to my show. This is Jada's thoughts with the talks. Ooh, I like that. And I said it wrong again, but I'm gonna keep that. This is my first official podcast, so whatever. We're going to be talking about the thoughts that I have. We're going to have conversations, you know, talking and, you know, everything, anything. But I just hope you're having a beautiful day, beautiful night, beautiful evening. I just hope you're just being beautiful right now, handsome, whatever. Just hope you're being walking in your truth and loving on you and caring for you. Gotta do that. Gotta care for ourselves. So I'm just like sitting right now in my room right now. It's like March 21st, 2024. Yeah, 3 months in the new year. A lot of things happening right now. But I'm just going to hop right into my thoughts that I've been having in my mind of minds. So I'm just like, wow. Like, I've already felt in a sense that this was the year of exposure. And I've said this previously, I don't know, months ago, before a lot more things have been exposed. Like, I know other things have already been exposed, but this is some back-to-back stuff happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's March 21st, 2024. If you looking back at this, like, you realize that this time frame we're in now is a lot of exposure happening. A whole lot. And if you're a person like me that tries to be more in the spiritual realm and not more of the physical realm of the world, you'll realize like we're literally in a battle of light and darkness. Literally a constant battle right now. It's like a tug of war going on. And with this year of exposures, like a lot of wickedness is being exposed. A lot of people's true colors are coming out. More on the other side of wickedness. And I'm a type of person that pays attention to everything. I take a lot of things spiritual. Sometimes I may think that I'm crazy, but again, I don't. And I'm just like, you know, I seek a lot of things. I see and I peep a lot of things. And I'm just always on Netflix. Never seen a movie before, never even heard of this movie before, but it was a movie called Noah. And I'm like so into, you know, trying to get more into my work and dig deeper, and anytime I can find a Bible movie, I'm gonna try to watch it, because it helps me understand the Bible more. When I'm just reading it, it's like me just visualizing it in my head, but when I get to actually see it acted out, it's like, wow, I understand it a little more now that I'm seeing it act out, you know? So I'm like, I'm watching Noah, and I'm just keep seeing just this book of Noah just pop up, like, on the internet, of just, like, just the story of Noah. You know what I'm saying? People talking about the story of Noah just coming up. And when I read the book of Noah, I'm currently starting over, I would say. I'm in Genesis right now. The book of Noah is in Genesis. So, I was reading it, and I was like, okay. And then I watched that movie, Noah, on Netflix. And I'm like, okay. And the book of Noah is, you know, he got a calling from God to go build the ark because a flood, a very bad flood, was coming, and he wanted Noah to go build an ark for his family and some of the animals. to bring them on an ark, for they'll be safe when he floods the whole entire earth. Because of the wickedness of people's sins that were on the earth, he just wanted to just flood it all out and start a new life of a new creation. But keep knowing his family safe, because after the flood, they will be the only ones left on earth after the flood is over. And they will make the new beginning of a new creation. And reading the book of Noah, I advise you to read it yourself, for you can understand it. I'm not trying to drag it, but I'm just trying to get straight to the point, you know? But the book of Noah is like, basically, God asked him to build the ark because he's going to flood the earth. People wickedness, they were acting crazy, they were being in sin, they were just doing a whole lot of wickedness, and God was not pleased with any of that. God wasn't pleased with it, so he wanted to flood the earth. So I'm just like, wow, like, with everything that's going on right now, I know God is not pleased with the earth right now. He is highly upset with some of the things that are going on in the world. Like I said, a whole lot of wickedness is being exposed right now. A lot of people are really showing their true colors. People has been doing wickedness and they're true, and it's just coming out. And I know God is not pleased. And it's like, with everything that's going on right now in this world, it's like, wow. It made me realize, okay, God made a promise that he will never flood the earth again. He said he wouldn't. But in this day and time, I feel as though with the book of Noah, that he is exposing all this wickedness, and he's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, but I feel as though he's going to do something, maybe not as harmful like the flood, but he's going to do something to where the wickedness is destroyed. Every person that sinned and that know they're sinning and stay doing sin and just continuously doing bad sin and just living in wickedness and evilness, you know, living for the devil and worshiping the devil and just doing all these things, I feel as though he's gonna destroy them in a way. And he's gonna begin a new creation. A new fresh start. A new fresh start to get right for when he actually comes. Because right now, I feel as though he finna destroy all this wickedness. If you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world right now, wickedness is being exposed. A lot of wickedness is being so exposed right now. So you can't even tell me that God has not shown his faith on earth right now, because a lot of wickedness is being exposed right now. So you can't even tell me like this is not the book of Noah going on right now. The book of Noah is going on right now, because he over here exposing all of this, so they gonna fall. But I feel as though he's going to do something to where we're going to have to start over fresh. Like Noah and his family had to start over fresh. They had to start from scratch. From a new land and everything. So I feel as though we're going to all have to start from scratch. And when I mean start from scratch, I might sound crazy saying this. I may, but I may not. But I'm going to say it anyway. When I say start from scratch, I mean he finna wipe out social media platforms. Start from scratch. It may sound really messed up. It may sound crazy. But social media is wicked to itself. We're actually glued to social media. A whole lot. We're on social media too much. And not even giving God time, because we're too busy on social media. We're too busy worshiping social media and not God. Too busy idolizing, but worshiping, whether we're getting likes and follows and all of this other stuff. We're too busy engaged in that. We're too busy thinking about that, but we're not giving any thought to God. So He finna wipe all that out for a new creation. We gonna have to start from scratch. Just like Noah and his family did. They started from scratch. We gonna have to start from scratch. Because there's too much sin in the world right now. And it needs to be exposed and need to be told. And yeah, you guys, that's how I feel right now. I kind of just lost my train of thought. I really hate that I lose my train of thought sometimes. That's why I pray heavenly to my Father to like allow my thoughts to stay with me when I'm talking deep about something, and I know it's no one but the enemy to allow me to lose my train of thought. But shall I get it back, Holy Spirit? So, if you read the book of Noah and try to pertain it to now, whenever you, I don't even know when you're gonna hear this podcast. I don't know when, but mark my words when I say he may wipe out everything, and we gonna have to start from scratch just like Noah and his family did. So much wickedness and sin, he finna allow die. I don't know, when I say die, I don't mean necessarily die. He may allow them to die, but when I say die, like just die down. And I don't even know if you ever seen that movie, Leave the World Behind, on Netflix. That movie was not... You think they just coming up with these movies just to entertain us? What a shame. Like I said, I take everything spiritual. I took that movie super spiritual. Leave the World Behind. They had no phone service. And if you're living in the same world I'm living in, they had no phone service, right? Do y'all remember that time where, well, I don't know what phone service it was, but one of the phone service went down. Nobody had service. Their phone was acting up, and they all on the internet acting crazy, acting a fool, all up to people's shop, trying to figure out what's going on with their phones. I don't know the phone service. I forgot. It wasn't Verizon. I don't know what it was. But they were acting crazy. And I'm just like, wow. And I immediately thought of the movie Leave the World Behind, because why is that happening? And whoever the government is, I know it's the devil, the government or whatever. I feel as though they did that for a test. They did that to test the people to see how they would react when it really goes out, when it really happens. And we continue to allow them to continue to laugh at us. I feel as though it's like a big show to them. They love to see us go crazy. And when we go crazy and we give them the reaction that they're looking for, they're laughing behind it. Oh, but I feel as though whatever happened with the phone services or whatever, when they were down for a couple of hours, and it wasn't even down for more than 4 hours, and people are losing their minds. What happens when we don't have service at all? Like, let's be for real. What happens when we don't? But you see how people act now? Imagine when we're not going to have it. They're going to go crazy. They're going to go nuts. But I feel as though it was a test to see how we act when it happens. Y'all better stop playing with God. Y'all better stop playing with him. These higher-ups know what's going on. They know God is the way and the light. They know he's the only way out. They know that. And you want to know how they know that? Because why in the world are most of them building underground bunkers? Why are they building underground bunkers? Ask yourself, why are they building underground bunkers? And people that's not really more open-minded, they know why. But the people that's just probably thinking, oh, they got a lot of money, so they just do anything. Like, They're building underground bunkers because they know something is coming. And they want to keep the ones like the closed-minded people out. They know something is coming. But I can tell you this, they can waste all their money on underground bunkers because you can't hide from God. You cannot hide from God. I don't care how much you use a generator. That generator probably ain't gonna even work. God got all the power. And they know that. So they trying to hide, but they must be ain't got that much knowledge to know that they can't hide from God. So that's just crazy to me. And it just y'all better get right with God. I'm sorry, I got a little off topic, but that's the whole point, man. We gonna get off topic, we gonna be on topic. Somebody out here gonna enjoy my thoughts and my talk, or what I'm talking about. Somebody gonna feel me on it, you know what I'm saying? But like, I was just talking about the Book of Noah, like y'all. Oh my goodness. So much wickedness, and he God is doing something about it, and I feel like we're gonna have to start fresh. And if I can keep it real with you, understand for the people that work extra hard for what they got now, the right way and on the right path for where they've been at, it could be devastating. For if God was to do that, it could be devastating. But if you truly believe in God, you'll know that He'll give you all that stuff back, you know? But then again, it's like, will it hurt to start over? Will it really hurt? I think I would love a fresh start fully. 'Cause you know, it's like, and everybody think about memories, 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 memories that we're gonna lose. You know, you're supposed to keep those memories in your mind. Those the bestest memories in your mind. In your mind, those the best memories that stick with you forever, and can't nobody take that away from you because it's in your mind. So it's better to create memories in your mind. That's why when I go to places and stuff like that, yes, I may take pictures and record here and there, but majority of the time I am soaking in the moment because it's something about when you're just sitting there with yourself and you just think about the memories and you are imagining the memories, it's more refreshing than just going back on your phone and looking at it, you know? And it's more authentic and it's more real. So I tell you, it wouldn't be so bad to start over. But mark my words, more wickedness will be exposed, more people will be exposed, and we shall have a new creation of purity. And the next time when God gives us that when He gives us that new purity, you better do right about it. Because when He come back, oh, He coming back. He coming back. And that's in the Old Testament. That's in the Old Testament. He didn't allow this wickedness to go on for years and years and years and years. And now it's his time to start over. It's time to expose it all. If you're not seeing, a lot of people are coming to Christ right now. So many. Because they know something is coming. They know that God has his face planted on this earth as I speak. I don't know when it's all going to take place, but I know it's coming. And I pray that I'll be ready. I will be. And I pray that you be ready. And I pray that you prepare your heart to God. And that you just open your heart to him and get to know who he really is. And that you get to open your Bible and read it for yourself and know him for yourself. Get to know him for yourself. Personally, get to know God for yourself. Not because anybody forced you, or they forced you when you were a child and now you don't want to go to church. Open your heart back up to him and get to know him yourself. If you don't want to step foot in the church, at least get to know him for yourself. Open your word for yourself. Read it yourself. Pray to him. This is not the time to play, and I understand that we're not perfect because I'm not perfect myself. I have some flaws that I'm trying to fix and that I'm trying to work on. I'm not perfect. I understand that it gets hard. Sometimes it gets hard. But know that God sees you trying. But if you know you do wrong and you know it's wrong and you know it's wrong. But you just choose to just keep being wicked. You just choose to do it. We got options. We got free will. And that's a problem. But if you're literally struggling with something and you're trying to do right about it, that's when you really got to pray to God to just take it away. But I pray that our people really get to know God for yourself. But this is the end of the random talks and random thoughts with Jada.